The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
Well, it's 12 noon on a Friday where we are, and we have John Richardson on the phone with us. Well, actually, he's on Skype for those of you watching us streaming. John, welcome back to the show.
Dave, thank you so much. It's always wonderful to be here. It's wonderful to spread the good news that we have the answer to something that concerns a lot of people.
Yep, that would be cancer.
Yeah, oh, you can say it.
The C word. Oh my God.
The C word. Schmancer. If you're on YouTube, you got to call it Schmancer or the big C or something. Otherwise, it's instantly, if you give anybody advice about how to nutritionally help them with the big C word, ooh, you must be over the target and you must be deleted.
I know. I mean, I would use that the C word only applies to Meghan Markle. Anyway, so a little entitled, you know. Yeah, yes. I got my own C word for her. Oh, yes, my God, what a mess she has made. But see, this is part of the rope-a-dope. See, everybody is so focused on the rope-a-dope going on in America right now, like Prince Harry getting his award. And, you know, they said everybody booed him and Meghan's running around there acting all entitled. That's no different than the people out there that are trying to compete with the show and knock us down every chance they get. You see, folks, this is one of the reasons why John's on the show with us, because he's carrying on the traditions of his dad. And that is to make sure that the word gets out and that he does enough stuff and puts enough information out there so you can make informed decisions when it comes to your health. That's what this is all about. And that's why we're here today. And I appreciate, John, you're going to enlighten us a whole bunch of different things.
We are going to. Yes, we are.
So Band-Aids cause cancer?
Yeah, that's what they say. You know, we've been putting on Band-Aids. Yeah, there's one on your finger. I don't know what you're doing there, Dave.
I tore my nail off.
Yeah,
my fingernail got torn off.
Ah, okay. I think that's what the middle finger is. Okay, so
yeah,
I thought you were
that's what happened to my middle finger. I got it smashed in a rock and my nail fell off. Yeah.
To Meghan Markle.
Yeah. It wasn't Meghan Markle. It wasn't there. Yeah. No.
it's the things they want to keep us fearful, but they also put it in the most, poisonous chemicals, things that they use us as test dummies, guinea pigs for all of their mad science. And then when the results come back, they have immunity. They've already gotten immunity to sell their products. And we know that for a while. And my mission is to tell people that it's not new information. It's as old as God and as old as God's food. That we have the answers to many, I would say I'm going to guess 99% of disease is we have the natural answers to, but they're constantly hitting us up with things like they've proven cell phones. Yes, we have cell phones. They're ubiquitous. We all have them and they all
keep mine way away.
they're part of our, most people would rather lose their, lose their car than their cell phone, because if we don't have our cell phone, we don't know how to think. You know, you go out to dinner nowadays with the family and everybody's on their cell phone, staring at their cell phone. If they want to talk to their mom, they're texting their mom while they're 3 feet away.
It's ordering off the menu. Now they got their menu here. Click on this QR code, and now you got your fingers all over your phone, and you're looking at their menu and just dosing yourself.
Exactly. And so they just keep us and the whole pandemic thing, you notice how all the menus became, QR codes and scanning it. So they knew where you were. They knew where you're spending your money. They keep you talking on your phone. That keeps you radiating. And then they quietly come out with a study that says, in mice populations, when they radiate them with cell phone wavelengths, they increase their level of cancer and cancer rates are higher. Now, there's that. And then there's they've recently found out that Band-Aids, the chemicals in Band-Aids are increasing the rates of cancer.
Is that the brand though? Because these are Curad.
Oh, I think it was the brand. That's a good question. Yes, it was the brand, Band-Aid brand, which is the most well-known brand, and it's almost, again, like saying Kleenex, because Kleenex is the brand. It's a brand, but it's just actually, you know, nose tissue. And so, you know, now we say Kleenex. So when they find out, well, you know, talcum powder, who didn't use, you know, Dave, if you have kids, you changed diapers back in the day, and who didn't use, you know, talcum powder from Johnson & Johnson? That was the smell of it, you know, the use of it. And they knew long before, it's been proven now, they knew long before they let anybody know that that the constant breathing in and the absorption of baby powder increases the rate of cancer. And so, you know, these things are, you know, that's cell phones, Band-Aids, baby powder. You know, what else are they going to say? Well, we know they've just in the last 60 days came out, the NIH came out with a study that said that these mRNA vaccines increase our rate of cancer. So much so that the NIH said, no more should we do any studies, any cancer studies that include mRNA vaccines because of their high rate of increasing the rates of cancer. So what does Pfizer do? Just 2 weeks ago, Pfizer came out and said, hey, our profits are way down. We're about 70% down because people aren't taking the boosters and the vaccines anymore because they're waking up. So, hey, now instead of safe and effective vaccines, we're going to do custom design just for Dave Krieger vaccines. We're going to take your DNA. We're going to mess around with it and give you a customizable mRNA vaccine to prevent cancer in Dave Krieger. And we're supposed to take that because we're going to believe that because safe and effective, we now know, means not safe, not effective. So that's the new catchphrase they're going to use, customizable mRNA vaccines. 2 months ago, the NIH came out and said, don't ever do a cancer study again using this because it increases cancer rates.
And they knew it. They knew it.
And they knew it. Yep. And
they knew it when they gave it. They knew it from the trials and everybody else from these trials. If they weren't dead or they didn't die or get affected with an adverse condition, all of a sudden now they've got turbo cancer or they're, you know, it's like they took the jab 2 years ago and now they've got some sort of cancer. And I'm like, oh God. And see, I mean, we actually now, thanks to G. Edward Griffin and your dad and, you know, your comrades in arms over there that have been paying very close attention to this, you know, they brought attention to this little known drug that everybody was trying to cover up called Laetril.
Yes, yes. And they made it clear, you know, and I want to make it clear to your audience that this is nothing secret that my dad had or G. Edward Griffin had. They proved that it showed up in 1,200 different foods. And my dad introduced Ed to this subject called World Without Cancer. So some of your audience has seen me on before, and they know that Ed wrote this book in 1974 and dedicated it to my father. And originally when this book came out, it was in two editions. And it still shows it in the chapters, but the first section is called Part One, The Science of Cancer. And that's all about the science of cancer therapy. And that's all about how it's been proven scientifically up till 1974, and Ed's updated it regularly. It's been proven that amygdalin, B17, and when purified, amygdalin, which is found in 1,200 different foods, is called Laetril. And even though you use the word drug, that's what the FDA wants to try to call it, but it's not a drug. It's just a naturally occurring thing. It's not synthesized. It's not something that's patented. You can get it in 1,200 different foods. So Ed wrote the first section about why the science behind Laetril, and then the second section, which was called, which he said recently at the Red Pill Expo, he spoke about this subject, this book, for the first time ever at a Red Pill Expo that he's been holding twice a year since 2017. He spoke about it because everybody said turbo cancer is on the rise, Ed. What would you recommend people do? And he said, well, if you understand the politics of cancer, why we don't know this simple thing, and you understand the science of it, that's all you need. All you need to do is regularly eat nitrilicides or amygdalin, which is found in lima beans, millet, barley, sorghum molasses, the little seeds on the side of strawberries, apricot seeds, which I have a little bit of my ground apricot seeds that I put into my food. I put into my coffee this morning. That's the reason why we use apricot seeds, because it has the highest concentration of amygdalin found in nature. And that's why we do it. If it was apple seeds, which it also has amygdalin in it, and the big establishment tells you don't eat apple seeds, you can get cyanide poisoning. Well, we talked about it on the last show. I'm pretty sure that there is no such thing as cyanide poisoning from eating amygdalin. There is cyanide in amygdalin, but it's found in 1,200 different foods. And if these were poisonous like lima beans, they would outlaw those. But they can't do it. They can just they just demonize it by showing that it can be broken apart using the enzyme called beta glucosidase that's found in cancer cells. And when it's broken apart in the lab, they go, "Oh, this is scary. Now you got to stay away from this amygdalin because we can break it apart in the lab with beta glucosidase." But it's not found anywhere else in your body except at a cancer cell. That's why amygdalin works. And I don't know if I got to talk about this. Did I get to talk about this last time I was on the show with you?
No, you didn't get to. Okay. I mean, I'm always interested in getting copies of these books. Like I got this one the other day from Dick Morris called Corrupt.
Oh, yeah.
the dark story of... See, the thing is they're all in on it. This
yes.
is the thing. You donate to the American Cancer Society, and what are you doing? You are letting Big Pharma run away with your money. Because
Absolutely.
They're not looking for natural ways. They're looking for ways to poison you and kill you. Hey, don't worry. We'll go to Walmart. I mean, you ever been to Walmart lately? And you go up to the counter and you get your prescription. And even though it's a little minor thing, you know, that you're only going to take temporarily, well, you have to have a consult. Go over here. And the next thing you know, the pharmacist who is, you know, supposedly has a medical degree of some sort in pharmacology is there. Well, now, you should know that we also have, we've got the COVID shot, we've got the flu shot, we've got the shingle shot. They got all these efforts, and Medicare will pay for all this. And I'm
yes.
like, no.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. It's how wonder that it's free. Medicare is paid by the public, and it's well, our taxes pay it. It's free, yet these pharmaceutical companies make billions of dollars on these things, and then they have immunity. So if anything... If you're injecting yourself with these three different vaccines, they have immunity towards prosecution. So people are obviously waking up to that. But this information that I'm telling people about sounds new. But for example, there's a gentleman named Linus Pauling, a very famous
man. I remember that name very well.
You remember that name?
Oh,
yeah.
He
was a two-time Nobel laurureate for his discovery. Discovery might not be the right word, but his showing that vitamin C helped in the treatment of so many different diseases. And he had a colleague of my father whose name was Dr. Harold Manner. He was a PhD professor. He was the head of biology at Loyola University in Chicago, Illinois. And he, on September 10th, 1977, almost 50 years ago, this is a common theme. All this information has been known for 50 years. 50 years ago, he announced an 89% regression of breast tumors in laboratory mice through enzymes, vitamin A, and Laetril. Ooh. Oh my goodness! This should be front page news, Dave. This should be all over CNN and MSNBC and NBC. All of these places should be talking about it. But instead, Dr. Manner, who was a courageous pioneer, says cancer is not a medical problem. This is in 1977. It is a metabolic problem.
Ooh.
Mastectomies may now be a thing of the past. This is a document that we found in one of these vaults that we have uncovered of information that they've tried, the three-letter agencies have tried to hide. But Harold Manner at the time proved that that Laetril works at Loyola University, not at some podunk backwoods university. They actually came out and did this. And guess what happened to Harold Manner right after he did that? Well, he got fired from his 30-year job, so he was left broke and had to move to Mexico, and someone started a clinic they called the Manor Clinic in Mexico. And along with my dad, who was treating patients in Albany, California with Laetril as well, Dr. Harold Manor, my dad introduced this book in 1978. Dr. Harold Manor came out with this study in 1978. And guess what the response of the media was? The response of the media was that the New York Times that year published 158 articles, and I actually have a chart that I like to show, of course, if I can find it, but they published 158 negative articles to my dad about my dad, about Harold Manor, about Laetrile, demonizing it, even though these doctors had proven it beyond a shadow of a doubt that it worked, and that's been almost 50 years. Breast cancer should not be taking anybody's lives. The treatment by giving people the proper nutrition should be saving lives left and right, but yet they're building bigger and bigger breast cancer clinics. They're building bigger and bigger hospitals. They're raising $2 trillion over the last 10 years, and our cancer rates are skyrocketing.
So with adenocarcinomas, sarcomas, all of this, it doesn't matter where in the body these are or were. If you want to control them, what you're telling me is that if you get on a regimen of Laetrile, you literally can wipe these cancer cells out of the body. Is that what we're intimating here? I see the chart.
There's the
chart. Come on, folks.
Okay, well, if you look at it, all these doctors were coming out with this amazing news about a cheap, effective, a natural treatment for the C word. Now, for your audience that didn't hear me say this before, vitamin C by Dr. Linus Pauling, I'm going to read this little letter from him that we found in this vault. Vitamin C has been known for 300 years to prevent scurvy. But 300 years ago, 2.4 million people a year died of scurvy, and it was simply the absence of a vitamin called vitamin C. Linus Pauling did amazing work, but Ralph Moss, these names, people have to pay attention because these names come fast and furious. Dr. Ralph Moss, who was at Sloan Kettering in the 1970s and did a whistle blow, he blew the whistle on these guys that lied, and then 10 years ago produced. He was the star of this documentary called Second Opinion, and it said that Laetrile at Sloan Kettering, it stopped the spread of cancer, and they lied to us about it. Mm-hmm. That means millions of people have died since they proved that it worked at Sloan Kettering. They couldn't patent it because they couldn't change it and make it still work, so they just lied about it and said it was ineffective or poisonous. And here's what Linus Pauling, the two-time Nobel laureate, wrote to Dr. Ralph Moss. I'm going to read this little section. The revelations in your book about the ways in which the American people have been betrayed by the cancer establishment, the medical profession, and the government are shocking. Everyone should know that the quote-unquote war on cancer is largely a fraud, and that the National Cancer Institute and American Cancer Society are derelict in their duties to the people who support them. That letter was written October 24th, 1979. So This is not, again, for your audience, this is not new information, but it's new to me because even though I've been involved in this for 30 years, I have most of this I didn't even know. I knew my dad wrote a book called Laetrile Case Histories, and this is actual proven case histories of 62 individuals that came to my dad's diagnosed at a medical hospital with cancer, went through his therapies, his nutritional therapy, and then were found to be cancer free afterwards. Documented. No way. Every one of these cases are still Pat Griffin still has them. And here's one of the ones I point out all the time about a young man who was 6 years old and who was sent home to die. He had full blown cancer in his arm and it spread to his spine, his spleen, his liver. He was sent home to die. And within 6 weeks of starting at my dad's clinic, he was sent home. He was still, he was doing better. And within 3 years, when he came back to my dad's clinic, when this book was being written, you can see his x-ray was literally so clear that no one had ever believed these were swapped out. So that's why they had to have absolute proof of this. And people still claimed in 1978, in the New York Times, as I show, my dad introduced his book. Here's the spike in negative articles about my father that they still claimed he was this charlatan. He was making this up. It was all because he was fighting against this multi-billion-dollar industry that is alive and active and covering things up today and telling us that everything we run into causes cancer. And maybe it does, and maybe it helps increase cancer. But I have the good news to tell you, Dave, that all people have to do is increase their immune system, bring up their immune system with the proper nutrition, have enough amygdala in their system. And as G. Edward Griffin says, he doesn't know anybody that regularly eats amygdalin, which is found in apricot seeds, which when purified is called Laetril. He doesn't know anybody who has ever died of cancer who regularly takes those. What an amazing story that should be heard everywhere, should be told to everybody, but is covered up at every possible chance.
Well, I feel for all these women out there that go and test themselves and find out they have the cancer gene and they have their breast removed and they didn't need, that was all unnecessary. And this is, I think Kaylee McEnany was one of those. So, you know, I look at stuff like this and folks, if you think this is an infomercial, seriously, we are bringing scientific evidence right there in your lap. We have this stuff we're talking about at the Power Mall, all right? He's one of our partners, John Richardson is, all right? You go to the Partners tab on the Power Hour, and this Partners tab is there, all right? So the Power Mall and the Power Hour are kind of interchangeable terms here because it's all the show. So understand, I'm going to send you, if you get on the internet and you go to thepowerhour.com and you click on the Partners tab, it's there. You know, John Richardson's group is there.
And RNCstore.com. And RNC all Store. The information that I'm sharing is available for download. Much of it is free, just like this podcast will be on our website for free. Of course, we need to support our staff. We need to support what we're doing. And unlike Brian Artist, Brian Artist, who runs Healing for the Ages, says, you know, people support these pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer, who just sponsored the satanic version of the award show that just happened recently. It was like a sort of satanic celebration. Pfizer makes billions of dollars while killing people, and people, it's okay. People invest in the stock and they make some money. So people that are on the good side that are bringing nutrition, also, we also need to make money, but we're not nearly trying to be out there lying to people just so that we can get people to buy our products. Everything I say and everything when I'm on a podcast is backed up by years of documentation, so many years of documentation that it's disgusting that we don't, that people don't know about it.
Well, the scary thing though, John, is that 330.8 million people own a cell phone. 9 out of 10 Americans own a smartphone. The smartphone is like a computer. They have made it so convenient for people, and this is a 15 Pro Max. They've made it so convenient for people to go online and do everything. They listen, they live off of these things. I get constantly chewed on because I don't take advantage of all the great things that you have on this phone. But the thing is then you go to, like I said, you go to places like Walmart. I mean, Walmart, to me, Medicare is death insurance for seniors. And you know what's really sad is that the pharmacy companies that give these shots, I don't know that these pharmacy techs and people who work there are registered nurses and actually are authorized to administer these things. I don't even know that. It's unverified, John. I was going to ask you, do you have any knowledge of what these pharmacy techs that sit there and recommend all this garbage that you put in your system? And then, and people are stupid enough. I watch them. I sit there when I go to Walmart and they're sitting in a long line in what we call the observation chairs so that people can keep an eye on them to make sure they don't have an adverse reaction. So, I mean, folks, you don't understand what is going on here. People are, you got to stop trusting modern medicine and big pharma. And this is not an info. I mean, I'm on the side of the little guy here. Brian Artist, who's been on the show multiple times, and I've met the man in person and talked to him multiple times at multiple places where we both have been appearing. And, you know, he's the one who came up with Run Death Is Near as a coin for Remdesivir. And see, Remdesivir is near, you know, and it's like, look, don't buy into this garbage. I mean, this is one of the reasons why the Power Hour hooked up with John Richardson and the Richardson, you know, group, because, and they're on the Partners tab. So, yep. You know, I can't stress.
Brian, Yeah, Brian and I are good friends, and we.
I know you are. Yeah, I know you are.
He's an amazing guy. I'll be at his Healing for the Ages conference, and basically the entire concept of Healing for the Ages, and I love it with Brian Artis, Dr. Ed Group.
Oh yeah, Ed's been on the show too. Yeah,
Dr. Henry Ely, who I just had dinner with, Tom Renz out in Arizona, and then Dr. Schmidt. Yeah, the Dr. Schmidt, all friends, all people that I know. I've told them they should have just added Richardson at the beginning. We would call it Healing for the Rages. It's just that doesn't sound quite as good. So no, I'm kidding. I'm not a doctor, so I don't claim to be a doctor, and I don't even play one on TV. I'm a historian, and I'm finding this information, and I'm an expert at amygdalin and B17, and I train doctors regularly. I teach them about this natural product because they didn't get this education in school. And you talked about CVS. I took my son in for a football physical recently. And used to when they'd bring up the vaccine, I would just kind of like, no, thank you, because none of my kids are vaccinated. I've never been vaccinated. But they always offer it. You go in for a football physical, and they offer you 9 vaccines. You know, I don't know how many of these kids take it and how many of them are sick, but every kid – there's kids sick all the time at my kid's school. My kids never get sick. Anyway, she offered him to get the COVID vaccine, or she said, has he had the COVID vaccine? I said, no, and he never will. I usually wouldn't do that, but I said, never would, and I don't do it, and never. She goes – oh my God, thank you so much for saying that. And I go, but I was kind of shocked that here's a nurse at CVS saying that. She goes, I have seen so many adverse reactions. I've seen so many things, but I'd be fired if I didn't ask everybody to get this, because we get paid bonuses based on the percentage of people that we vaccinate. And, you know, I'm saying, well, you know, I appreciate you telling me that, but how do you keep doing this? And, you know, I don't know how people do it, but people have to make their own decisions about their careers. But I know if I was at a job where I was being asked to inject somebody with people that I knew was going to cause them these injuries, I respected her for in one way. And then I left and I was like, this is time for people to stand up, stop being scared, and understand that what you're seeing, these people, you're harming doctors. And many doctors are standing up. I've seen some hero doctors like Dr. Schmidt of Gold Healthcare, and all the doctors at Gold Healthcare that are all saying, forget this. We're not going to keep marching along the lines. We'll give up our careers and go into natural medicine and help people and make the same kind of money. You still can, these people can still make money helping people with nutritional substances. There's thousands of nutritional substances that doctors can learn about that all help people naturally with no bad side effects and help with so many different diseases, because God's immune system is what we need. So that's what you were talking about, these CVS things. Are they even capable of giving the shots legally? I don't know, but I know they're capable of cashing the checks that the pharmaceutical companies give them.
But you got that right.
Nobody we know, Dave, nobody we know dies of a deficiency of pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah, there's
just no
doubt.
No such thing. Yeah, well, they die of getting these.
We're at the break. John Richardson's going to be with us for the rest of this hour. So when we get done listening to these great, messages from our sponsors and vendors who help us stay on the air, we'll be back with our conversation. Stay with us.
Today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice, exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good. It supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Yes, friend.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Power to the people.
Time to wake up and get informed. 32 minutes, 33 minutes after the hour of 12 noon here on this Friday. And we're here with John Richardson. And by the way, I want to mention that the Power Mall carries this, all the stuff that we have that we're talking about on the show here, the apricot seeds, the B17, we carry all of that. And, of course, you know, they don't want the big pharma doesn't want us to talk about Laetril and the benefits of it. But I've got to reach back in history now that we have John Richardson on the show with us, folks. And if you have questions about this, this is the guy to call up and talk to because he's a historian on the subject. If he is working with Brian Artisan, people like that that have been on the show, and Ed Group, we need to be paying attention. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Press 1 to get in the studio. Now, this is a frank discussion. Those of you who are trying to treat cancer right now need to listen up. You need to get on a supply of this. It is suggested. We are not doctors. We cannot prescribe drugs. We know based on research what we know, and we are sharing education. You can't fault us for sharing education and history. So here's a bigger question for all of us out there like me who are 70 years old, and we think we're in good health. But long time ago when the earth was green and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen, we're sitting here taking polio vaccines, MMR, DTP, all of this garbage that they told us and told our parents when we were growing up that we had to have if we wanted to go to school and it was going to keep us healthy and we wouldn't get pertussis and we wouldn't get whooping cough and we're still getting whooping cough. All of these things that are going on right now at some point in time because we were told, through no uncertain terms, that the polio vaccine had cancer viruses in it. And if you hadn't heard that, you just did. Now, how do we fix years and years of issues that have been boiling up in our bodies, and all of a sudden now we start manifesting signs and wonders that look suspicious? They don't look right. We don't feel well. We feel like, you know, something is really wrong inside, and we don't like going to the doctor. And as John Richardson, who joins us for this segment, says, a lot of things about people who go and they first get diagnosed and they tell you, you have cancer. And it's like, well, wait a minute, how did they get that? And they don't want to tell you. Oh, well, we have a way. We'll just give you chemo and radiation. And who does that benefit? Big Pharma. Chemo is a poison. And I hate to say it, but there are people out there that I know that have taken chemo and they're so drained. John, have you done any studies on chemo and its after effects and what it does to the human system as opposed to taking Laetrile?
Well, yes. Well, I have personally not done studies, but I'm a historian, as I said, and there's so many studies now that it's absolutely overwhelming. And that's why I want people to hear this message that when I, for the last 30 years, I kind of thought it was Gio or Griffin and my father, and that was the extent of the Laetrile battle. But there's so many studies that have been done and so many footnotes. I actually had Tom Renz come out and he gathered some legal documentation. The NIH did a study in 2022, the NIH. Okay. This is the three letter agencies. And they said, quote, amygdalin causes apoptosis in cancer cells in the study. And apoptosis is cellular death. Because amygdalin is that four-unit compound, two of glucose, one of cyanide, and one of benzaldehyde, when it naturally comes in contact with a cancer cell, which is a trophoblast cell, that trophoblast cell naturally produces a high volume of beta-glucosidase. Beta-glucosidase breaks apart amygdalin, and it then allows the cyanide and benzaldehyde to attack the cancer cell. So that is definition, basically, of a chemotherapeutic agent, and that's what the Dr. Sigamora at Sloan Kettering said, that Laetrile is the most significant, the most effective chemotherapeutic agent he had ever tested in the 1970s. At Sloan Kettering. Why the same guy who was credited with coming up with chemotherapy in the first place. And what chemotherapy is, let's just put it in a nutshell. It hopefully kills the cancer before it kills you. The problem is with most chemotherapeutic agents, two problems. One is they have massive side effects. That's a massive side effects. They might kill cancer cells, but they kill all the healthy cells as well. The second problem is it's the only drug that legally physicians can get a kickback, meaning if I buy the chemotherapeutic agent from the pharmaceutical company for $5,000 and I'm MD, I give it to my patients and sell it to them for $11,000, and then insurance funds part of that payment that the patient has to pay, I get a kickback, an actual cash kickback of $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 on that $11,000 chemotherapy treatment. No other drug is that allowed. The drug companies can give spiffs and take doctors out to medical things, but they don't get a kickback directly from the drugs. That's legal and done with chemotherapy. So the fact of the matter is their own studies show that chemotherapy is only effective in about 6 or 8% of the cancer cases. And that's the cancer cases where they kill the tumor and they haven't quite killed the patient. And if a person lives 6 years with their hair falling out, they're weak, they've lost half their weight, that's called success. And doctors like Dr. Harold Manner, and I want to go over a little bit more about this Dr. Harold Manner, even though this book is not available, it's still currently out of print. I've contacted his two lab assistants that were credited with copywriting this book are both still alive, and they're both practicing in Chicago, in Illinois. And I got to reach their office, and I want to talk to them about republishing this book. But I want you to just, your audience, to hear the background of Harold Manner, who said Laetrile would be the death of cancer in 1977, when he came out with his book. Remember what I said, what Linus Pauling said to him and Dr. Moss, Dr. Ralph Moss, was at Sloan Kettering? Linus Pauling, the two-time
Nobel laureate. Yep.
Thank you. Two times said that what the American Cancer Society and what the cancer institutes have done is an absolute criminal offense of what they've done to the American public. But let me read this about Dr. Harold Manner. Dr. Harold Manner is no newcomer to the field of science. In addition to authoring over 50 scientific articles, I mean, he published over 50 articles, and that's, you know, if you get one published, sometimes you're famous. But he published over 50. In addition to authoring over those articles, he has also published 6 textbooks used at universities, received his B.S., his Bachelor of Science from John Carroll University, and both his M.A. and Ph.D. degrees from Northwestern University. He is listed in the American Men of Science and Who's Who in America. Presently, when he wrote this book, he was a professor of biology and chairman of the biology department of Loyola University in Chicago. When he wrote this book called The Death of Cancer, the story of the research involving Laetrile that dropped a bombshell on orthodoxy. He was recognized widely among his peers as a capable scientist, researcher, a writer, and professor. Dr. Manner is one of the most sought-after professors at Loyola University. Beyond his university classroom and laboratory, he also sought after as a speaker for health conventions and as a frequent guest on radio and TV shows. Does this sound like some quack, some, you know, side of the road, a guy opened up, you know, put a shingle out and is trying to give people some fake
snake oil medicine? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like that kind of guy. That's what they tried to make him and my dad out to be.
Of course.
And so he mentions in here that this book had to be written, that he used the scientific method, and he has all of his studies in here and actual human studies. He had 15 human studies of breast cancer that all using Laetrile, vitamin A, and enzymes all had their cancer helped their immune system take it away. I don't want to say cured, but because he supported the immune system properly, it was taken away. And what was Dr. Harold Manner's reward? He was fired after 30 years at Loyola University and left penniless and had to move to Mexico to work at a clinic that was renamed the Harold Manner Clinic. And then he died 45 days apart from my dad with a myocardial infarction, a heart attack. And my dad died 45 days later of a brain aneurysm. So these two amazing doctors who had treated thousands of patients and proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that Laetrile was effective in the control and the prevention of the C word, both lost their battle. And by that time, the powers that be, the big pharma had made it, the general public think, oh, Laetrile was either ineffective or poisonous or both, never having documented any of that. It was never proven poisonous, never proven ineffective.
They did this with ivermectin. They did it with hydroxychloroquine. I mean, anything that's, you know, simple over the counter, you can get your hands on. And I mean, the drug companies that do make those drugs have priced them up, so they're making a profit. We all know it. And those of us who take ivermectin regularly understand all of that. And we need to get on. If you even think that you are sweating bullets over the C word, then this is something you probably want to investigate. The phone lines are open. 877-817-9829. Linda and Jay are standing by to take your order. We're talking about the B17 and the apricot seeds. We have them. We can get them for you and have them sent directly to you. It's one of those things, and you need to stay on this a while. It doesn't matter whether you've got tongue cancer or prostate cancer or lung cancer or whatever the case may be. We've just told you historically from a medical perspective what Laetrile treats, and the fact that this amygdalin is B17, which is what we carry here. Going to the phone, Chance in West Virginia, do you have a question for John Richardson?
Yes, hello, guys. Every time I hear this topic, I listen because I'm a cancer survivor. And I remember the chemo was horrible. I still remember the names of the drugs, carboplatin, cisplatin, Taxol. and they gave me that one just came out, a chemo drug called Neulasta. It was new at the time.
Neulasta. So oh, my God.
Yeah, it was Neulasta. It just came on the market then, and I reacted badly to that, and that's when my chemo stopped. But the reason I called is this. You were speaking about the Laetrile. I remember years ago how they put out those horrifying scare tactics by showing children with flippers. Remember that? To discourage people from attempting to use Laetrile. Do you remember that?
The children with flippers?
Yeah, their arms, disfigured arms like flippers. They said this was. Yeah, they said, well, this is years ago. I was a little kid, I think, or a teenager, I think. And I remember they put it all over the news magazines to discourage people from using Laetrile. So, in other words, like the flippers, the children's limbs, they were trying to convince people that it caused birth defects, and these were the birth defects. Oh, yeah, they went all out to discourage Laetrile.
Yeah. Well, that's new news. I'm going to have to. I have this vault of information, and I'm discovering new things. Like I'm about to break something that we haven't really talked about on any kind of national podcast like this. But I'm about to tell you something that we've pretty much 99% proven is true, but we don't have the actual medical records, but. That flipper thing, go back and look.
This is a long time ago. I don't know how many years ago. What was it, 30, 40 years ago maybe? They kept showing children with deformed arms like flippers to discourage people from using Laetrile. Oh, yeah. I'd like to ask you another question.
Okay.
I'll make another point. I don't know. Have you ever heard of the National Health Federation?
Yes, I have.
They put out Health Freedom News.
Yep.
The magazine.
Yes, I have heard
of
that.
Well, I subscribe to them. I think the editor-in-chief is Scott Tips. They went after them for a while because they found some kind of cancer cure. I can't recall what it was called. It began with an M, I believe. Mag something or... I can't recall for the life of me right now, but they went after them big time and jailed them for helping cure cancer.
Well, that's the big thing. You want to make sure you don't say cure, and I will repeat it, and I don't believe there is a cure for cancer, and that's not just me being scared of the powers that be. I don't believe there's a cure for scurvy. I believe there's a prevention for scurvy, and that's vitamin C. So if you stop taking amygdalin or stop eating amygdalin, that's the laughable thing. They talk about these kids getting flippers from eating amygdalin. Everybody eats amygdalin every day, but less
yeah,
and less.
Yeah, go back and look.
Do.
You'll see it.
Yeah,
it was horrible how they tried to discourage people. I remember them showing that over and over. They want people sick. I'm just by the grace of God, I'm lucky. For me, it's 18 years now.
Well, I hope you've changed your diet and you're eating more natural foods, and that's the big key that you want to be eating less highly cooked foods and less processed foods, because a lot of those foods have amygdalin in it until you cook it out of them, like lima beans, millet, barley, sorghum molasses, Brussels sprouts, boysenberry, blackberries. I had blackberries for breakfast this morning. They all have amygdalin in it, and they're all are healthy that help you prevent. The C word doesn't cure it, but it helps you prevent it. And that's so if you've battled it and had all these poisonous chemotherapeutic drugs that cost you your insurance company hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Boy, it was over $20,000 per injection for each. Exactly. $21,000, $22,000 for each needle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And for apricot seeds on the Power Hour shop, it's like – $35 for a 5-month supply. So of course they're going to demonize it. Yeah, they're going to demonize it and call it something. You know, oh, it's these doctors don't. You know, are being. It's fact. It's not a shame. No longer a conspiracy theory. It's been proven. They've just done everything to cover it up. And wonderful people like your host Dave are not letting him censor it anymore and getting this information out there. And I thank him. for letting me reach
you. Oh, God bless
you, Dave, hear,
for, doing, God bless Dave for doing what he does. Yes.
Yep.
Go back and look. Go back and look now.
I am about, going to.
Yeah, about the flippers, the children with the flippers, with the layer trill. Okay, thank you for taking my call, guys. Have a great weekend.
Chance, appreciate
thank
it.
You.
You too.
Thank you.
God bless. Yep. And thank you for all the kudos. We appreciate it, and we appreciate our listeners out there because they do really care, John. We have the layer trill capsules. These are B17, 100 milligram capsules. Now, there is a regimen that people have discovered that if they were, like, for example, if the C word is present in their life, and they were to be on a regimen of B17, we'll call it that, because that's what this is, and they found it's a supplement, and you're consuming it approximately how many times a day?
You want to have depending. My dad said up to the normal person should have 100 or 200 milligrams a day in their diet, and we don't get that. We get about 1 milligram in the normal American diet. So, but if you have a concern about something, and this is where it gets a little bit, you know, I'm not trying to diagnose or treat anything, but if you're concerned, you're battling an issue, Dr. Ernst Krebs Jr., Dr. Krebs Sr., my dad, Dr. Harold Manner said you can take up to 3,000 milligrams orally a day if you're trying to battle something. You want to work your way up to that. Now, they've done all kinds of toxicology studies, including Dr. Harold Manner. They're right in this book that they gave mice the human doses of amygdalin, and not a single mouse died of cyanide poisoning. As a matter of fact, they all had their coat, their hair was nicer. They had more energy.
Baldness, mouse. I mean, can you imagine that?
Right. Well, it's actually in these studies. It's like, here's, it says it. Dr. Harold Manner, the man who C-U-R-E-S is cancer. Now, I like I said, I hate to use that word because it's really, that's the one they come after you for, that we're trying to treat people. But for your audience to know, up to 3,000 milligrams a day for someone that's trying to deal with something. And I recommend people find if they're battling something, find a naturopathic doctor, a doctor who's open to these things, because more and more MDs are also being open to the fact that they're watching their patients die of either being injected by a vaccine or by having all these chemotherapeutic drugs that are trying to kill the cancer before they kill you. That's the stated goal of chemotherapy. And you would not take your car back to a mechanic who had a 6% success rate. So you shouldn't take your body back to a form of medicine, quote unquote, that has about a 6% success rate. So,
man, I tell you, John, it's like we're trying to convince people, and some people just, you know, the doctor said, he has the white coat and I got to trust the doctor. And it's like, oh, God. See, my mother and father did this too, and now they're 6 feet under. Of course, my father, that was his own fault for eating sunny side up eggs two every morning and trying to force feed us that. And I said, no, I'm not doing that. And he had congestive heart failure. So, you know, the thing is our diet has everything to do with it. But, you know, when people come across stuff like this and we're not paying attention, and the parents, you know, they only teach their kids what they themselves were taught. And if they were scared and led to believe that all of this stuff was nonsense, and they took their kids and they got them vaccinated because in order to go to school, you had to get the jabs. And now all these people that are our age now are all of a sudden finding themselves with some one sort of cancer or another. Or they were one of the 220 million people that bought into this garbage that Brian Artis and I and so many others talk about. And that's the COVID-19 shot. And all of a sudden, now they're getting turbo cancers. I mean, this is one of the things that, you know, I have on my show notes that you've been stressing to a lot of people, that all of a sudden they're finding themselves very sick. And they all of a sudden, which this is the stupid part of what I don't get. Why do they go back to the same people after the ones that said that they were safe and effective? And they're going back to the same people trying to get healed from what just got injected into their arms based on safe and effective. I mean, you would think these people would wake up and realize these doctors lied to them, and they got how many thousands of dollars in their bank account kickback from Big Pharma for jabbing as many people as they could. And it was all part of an effort to depopulate the United States of America. Nobody wants to wake up and realize that. Your thoughts?
Well, people are waking up to it. I'm seeing every day, and for great people like you, Dave, I mean this sincerely, you're waking your audience up, and people are starting to say, okay, this doesn't make sense. And when they look into it a little bit, they even discover that this was all planned, that they already had these, they already knew that these vaccines were going to be dangerous. They already knew from the studies, all the animals died in certain studies, and that the human trials were stopped. They kicked people out of the trial that got serious diseases, and so they only kept the people in that didn't get sick right away. And they pretty much have proven it over and over again, and now they're admitting it. They're admitting it to people. So anybody still taking the jabs is just putting their blinders on, yeah. And they don't. They have nobody to blame but themselves, because the information is out there, and the people that injected us are telling us that these vaccines are increasing the rates of cancer. And why are they increasing the rates of cancer? They're increasing the rates of all disease. Let me repeat that. They're increasing the rates of all disease because they're ruining our immune system. They're breaking down our T cells.
So, well, John, thank you so much. It's a world of information coming at you, and we hope you digested it all. We're out of time for today. We're going to be gone for the weekend. We'll be back on Monday to pick up where we left off here in the Power Hour. In the meantime, go to the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, and click on the manufacturer. Look for Richardson. It's there. And not only that, but, I mean, if you need somebody to talk to about this, we have people standing by right now, 877-817-9829. And Jay and Linda are there to answer your questions about this and get you fixed up. In the meantime, John Richardson, God bless you for the work you're doing and getting the truth out there. We appreciate you. And for all of you out there, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. We'll be back on Monday. Have a safe and happy week. God bless you.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. 817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at the Power Mall.